Welcome, Awakening Hearts. Denny Van here. Let's talk about breaking free from the dominant narrative and why critical thinking is crucial in a world full of manipulation. In order to start breaking free from the dominant narrative, we must understand the power of independent thought and why critical thinking is crucial in a world full of manipulation. Narratives have been a powerful tool for shaping human beliefs and behaviors throughout history. Whether it's the stories we tell ourselves about our own lives, or the grand narratives that shape entire societies, these stories have always had a profound impact on us as individuals and as a species. From ancient myths to modern-day political propaganda, narratives have been used to persuade and manipulate people into believing certain things or acting in certain ways. They can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging, to inspire hope and optimism, and even to justify violence and oppression. But how do humans react when they're confronted with these narratives? Some may simply accept them without question, while others may resist them outright. Still others might engage in critical thinking, analyzing the narratives carefully before deciding whether or not to accept it. In today's world of media saturation and information overload, it's more important than ever that we develop strong critical thinking skills so that we can resist being manipulated by those who seek to control us through dominant narratives. By questioning the stories we are told and seeking alternative perspectives, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us, one that is based on reason rather than blind faith. Throughout various religious texts, the devil has been portrayed in different forms. In Christianity, for example, the devil is often depicted as a snake or serpent. This portrayal has deep roots in history and mythology. In the Bible, the story of Adam and Eve tells how Satan appeared to them in the form of a serpent and tempted them to eat from the forbidden tree. The use of a snake as a symbol for evil was not unique to Christianity. It can also be found in ancient Egypt mythology, where snakes were associated with chaos and disorder. The choice of using a snake as an embodiment of evil may have been influenced by its physical characteristics. Snakes are often seen as sly creatures and can move quickly and silently. They are also known for their poisonous bite, which can lead to death if left untreated. This portrayal had significant effects on people's perception of evil throughout history. It created an association between snakes and deception or temptation, which still exists today. Many cultures view snakes with suspicion due to this association with evil. This depiction reinforces gender stereotypes, since Eve was deceived by Satan disguised as a serpent, leading her into sinfulness, while Adam remained passive until he too ate from the fruit, leading him into disobedience against God's commandment. Portraying the devil as a snake was chosen because it reinforced existing cultural beliefs about these animals being dangerous and deceptive creatures that should be feared rather than respected or admired like other animals, such as lions or eagles, who represent strength, without necessarily being linked directly back toward any negative connotations regarding morality itself, but instead simply representing power over others through force alone, without any need for manipulation tactics at play behind the scenes. How sloth or laziness became one of the seven deadly sins in Christian theology and its impact on people's work ethic. It delves into the historical context behind this categorization and analyzes why it was deemed sinful. Throughout history, Christianity has categorized certain behaviors as sinful. One such behavior is sloth. It refers to a lack of motivation or effort toward work or physical activity. In medieval times, theologians began to classify specific vices as deadly sins, meaning they were considered particularly dangerous for human souls. But why did laziness become one of these deadly sins? At first glance, it might seem like a relatively minor offense compared to the other sins like murder or theft. However, theologians argued that sloth was not just about being physically inactive, it also refers to spiritual apathy and neglecting one's duties to God. This idea gained traction during the Protestant Reformation, when Calvinist thinkers emphasized hard work and diligence as signs of salvation. They believed that those who were lazy or idle were not fulfilling their God-given purpose on earth. The concept of sloth had a significant impact on people's attitudes toward work ethic throughout history. It served as a warning against complacency and encouraged individuals to be productive members of society by working diligently toward their goals. Today, while many no longer view laziness as inherently sinful in religious terms, the idea still holds weight in secular contexts, such as education and career development. The notion that hard work leads to success remains prevalent in our culture today, perhaps due in part to centuries-old beliefs about sinfulness and productivity. Understanding how sloth became one of the seven deadly sins sheds light on how religion has shaped societal values around productivity over time. One of the reasons why narratives are so powerful is because they appeal to our emotions as well as our intellect. Stories can create an emotional connection with the audience, which makes them more memorable than facts or statistics alone. For example, consider how the story of Rosa Parks refusing to give up her seat on a bus helped galvanize support for the civil rights movement in America. Narratives often contain moral lessons that help shape our understanding of right and wrong. For instance, Aesop's fables teach children important life lessons through animal characters such as the tortoise and the hare, which teaches us about perseverance over arrogance. Political leaders throughout history have used propaganda, a form of narrative storytelling, to manipulate public opinion. For instance, Nazi Germany under Hitler was known for its use of propaganda films which glorified Nazi ideology while demonizing Jews. Narratives play an essential role in shaping human behavior by creating emotional connections with audiences while delivering messages that influence what we believe is true or false. While narratives can be powerful in shaping human behaviors and beliefs, it's important to remember that individuals still have agency over their own thoughts and actions. People are not passive recipients of narratives. They actively engage with them, interpret them, and respond to them based on their own experiences and perspectives. Throughout history and current events, we can see how narratives have influenced people's beliefs and behaviors. The narrative of nationalism has been used to justify wars and conflicts between nations. The narrative of consumerism has been used to encourage excessive consumption at the expense of environmental sustainability. However, individuals often have the power to challenge these narratives or create new ones. We've seen this through social movements like civil rights or activism that seek to challenge dominant narratives around race or consumption. Humans react differently to different types of narratives depending on their personal experiences and values. Some may be more susceptible to others depending on factors such as age or education level. However, by understanding how stories shape our perceptions about ourselves and the world around us, we can become more aware consumers who take an active role in shaping our own individual stories while also being mindful members within a larger societal context. What narratives do you find yourself drawn to? Let's keep the conversation going. Leave me your comments. Tell me what you loved and tell me what you would love more of. And in the meantime, if you love to read, check out our reader-supported publication on Substack, dennyvan.substack.com. And in the meantime, keep being amazing.